Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, with all the talk about whether or not it was appropriate for the government to step in and bail out the American auto industry, a new report from Michigan's Center for Automotive Research finds that it certainly has paid off with a major infusion of state and federal tax revenues from the industry. Kim Hill is the director of the Sustainability and Economic Development Strategies Group at the center, and he was the lead researcher in the study commissioned by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Kim, thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It sounds like the Alliance basically wanted the public to know that, look, U.S. automakers are not just taking federal money, they're actually giving back quite a lot. Was that the point that they were pursuing?
I think so. It's just helping articulate the contribution that the automobile and the folks that are working in the industry and the use of the automobile, how that contributes to the support through tax revenues at the state and federal level.
Now, your study found that the industry plays a role in $134 billion in state and federal tax revenues in 2010, a very hefty number. So break it down for us. Which taxes brought in the most revenue?
Let's see. What brought in the most would be generated from the tax and fees, like fuel taxes, registration fees, driver's license fees. It's about $60 billion.
Do you know how much or what either the number or percentage of tax revenue that comes in from the operation of the automakers themselves?
At the federal level, it's $14 billion in income taxes, and that would be the folks that work at the automakers and at the automotive suppliers. And at the state level, add another $860 million in state income taxes, from that same group. So about $15 billion total for the folks that are working in the auto industry producing the vehicles.
What about here in Michigan? Did you were you able to look at the numbers for our state? And does the fact that the Big Three are headquartered here in Michigan, does that mean that we bring in more revenue from them than any other state in the country?
Well, certainly, yeah, it's interesting. On the employment side, the income taxes, wherever there's a high concentration of factories and headquarter facilities or administrative facilities, those states are going to reap a lot of the income tax. Michigan is pretty high. Ohio is very high. Indiana is high. Even a state like California is high because there was a substantial parts supplier sector in California. But on the other side of it, the sales and service of the vehicle, so the work that you get done at the dealership and when you're buying a car from a dealership, very big states like California and Texas, Pennsylvania, New York have a large number of dealerships. They're generating more money on that part of the equation.
Did you get down to the local level in terms of revenue for communities like Lansing that has two major assembly plants? I'm guessing that brings in quite a lot of local tax revenue also.
Yeah, we didn't get down to the local level only because it's very hard to trace the data all the way through. It's hard enough to break it out by state and get the, like the license fees and things like that. It's a much more complex study. We may have certainly singled out some communities and said, let's look at that. But this report did not do that.
I'm talking to Kim Hill. He's the director of the Sustainability and Economic Development Strategies Group at the Center for Automotive Research right here in Michigan. Now, Kim, we hear a lot about loopholes. Do the automakers not have their own tax loopholes and that they're able to take advantage of?
Well, when you have an assembly plant, for instance, like you talked about a couple of them in Lansing, and in siting those assembly plants, sometimes in order to attract that plant or get the expansion, the communities will waive certain taxes for a period of time, 4 or 5 years or so, with the notion certainly that the company isn't paying the tax, but all the workers that are working there are getting taxed through their income. So it's not like the state, isn't generating income tax and isn't or taxes and hasn't signed off completely on that.
Do you think that in general, the American public post-bailout has a negative viewpoint on the auto industry in a sense that it may be a burden to taxpayers and somehow has taken advantage of taxpayers?
Well, I think it depends where you live, obviously. Up where we are, I think people get the equation now, and it was, these were extreme times that we went through with that recession, and money just wasn't being lent even from bank to bank, much less bank to big corporations. So I think that certainly the view of our office was that this was a good intervention, and a lot of the money that was put on the table to help the companies ease through this difficult time, a lot of that has come back to to the folks who lent the money out.
Finally, look, month to month now, we're just hearing nothing but good news. Sales are up across the board. Is it just, smooth sailing, looking ahead, and time to put on our sunglasses because the future does look so bright?
We've lived in Michigan way too long to know that it's never smooth sailing, but for the foreseeable future, it does look good. Sales are up. They're up month after month after month, which leads to increased production, which means more people working in the plants. And, we're still down at levels, it's about 13.5 million annual sales rate that is well below where we were a few years back. We should be at 15.5 million sales. And, most analysts are looking at, not just our organization, but most analysts see in the next couple of years that sales are going nowhere but up, which means good things for the factories in this country.
One last thing. We saw a strong beginning last year in sales, then things dropped off. When you look at the current situation, is there one factor that you would say could very well put an end to this party?
Well, I don't know the direct connections, but certainly if things go bad in Europe and it will have a global effect on the economy. If the economy here sinks down, it's really being driven right now by consumer confidence, which is typically how the economy is driven. Consumers feel good. They're spending money. They're putting money through the economy, and it just generates a lot. If consumers start to sense that, maybe things are going bad somewhere else, their confidence may start to wane, and they're going to keep their money in their pockets.
Well, so far, so good. Kim Hill, Director of the Sustainability and Economic Development Strategies Group at the Center for Automotive Research here in Michigan. He is the lead researcher in the study that was commissioned by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Kim, thanks for joining us this evening.
All right, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.